good morning, afternoon, or as the weather here is starting to dictate, eternal night. Oh my god, it's getting cold this week.
Yeah, it's been really, really bad.
Woohoo, snow!
What?
You're a freak!
Yeah.
Freak! Hey, Sean! Hey, Sean the non-believer!
Hey, I lived in Florida for 3 years. I'm grateful to see seasons.
God, living here all my life just makes me not want to ever see another winter again.
Yeah, it's one of those things that people are like, aren't you used to the cold? You've been here all your life. I'm used to it. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Anyway, this is episode 17 of the Game Nuts podcast. We're going to start off with the next edition of Which Sucks Less. This one is the PlayStation 3 edition. We're looking at the old thick PlayStation 3, the 80 gig, as well as the PlayStation 3 Slim.
I think we need like some sort of game show sound for when we do. When we say what sucks less, we should push a button and game show sound.
Da-da-da-da!
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll specify, well, PS3 Slim, I guess there's two SKUs out. The 120 was the one that came out right at launch, and then take that for us for a sec?
They just announced it. I just saw it the other day. They're announcing a 250-gig PS3 Slim, and their price point is $349.99, which is only $50 more for double the hard drive space.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty good deal.
Is there TA for that?
I didn't probably notice
holidays.
One. I didn't notice one, but I'm guessing probably somewhere late November.
That's going to tick off a lot of people who bought the 120 gig one at launch and thinking that that was the biggest one available.
Well, I mean, I think that 120 is all you need unless you're going to be, you know, putting a ton of TV seasons on it.
No, no, my 120 for my Xbox is getting pretty filled up. Then again, I install all my games on the hard drive.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Well, also with the PS3, you don't have a choice but with some games to install a bit.
Right, yeah, a lot of them, actually. You'd be surprised how many I've played.
Yay, Blu-ray.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, okay, Claude, why don't you lead off? You mentioned that you didn't know too much about it, but you probably have some sort of idea. Which would you prefer between the two and why? Would you take the PS3 Slim or the one that took all you can eat to heart?
Well, I'm actually going through that internal debate myself, really, because I'm thinking about getting a PlayStation 3. I'd like a Blu-ray player, and there are a few games for the PS3 that I want. But, yeah, it's a tough decision because, on one hand, you know, like you said, 120 gigs, pretty much unlimited space for at least the next year or so. Plus, it's easily upgradable with just a laptop drive, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's literally one screw and, like, alright, the hard part about it is partitioning the drive correctly and doing all that and getting the right...
Yeah.
OS. And moving on. But yeah, it's really a tough decision. I'm not even sure I have an answer on that. On one hand, the PS3 Slim is, of course, smaller. It's about the size of a PS2 Fat.
Yeah.
And,
it's almost exactly the size of a 360. If you set them side by side, they're like half an inch off in all directions.
Oh, Lost Brothers!
But on the other hand, you get a PS2 or a PS3 Fat, and you're probably getting that used, which means it's going to be cheaper. And 80 gigs, still plenty of space, so I'm going to go with undecided on this one, because I'm still debating it myself.
Okay, undecided.
So I am the core audience for this one.
All right, you shall learn from our wisdom, air quotes.
You know, you can just say quote.
I will be the one to sway your decision here. It's clearly the Slim for me. It's at the same price point. And it's a smaller system with the same hard drive. What is there not to like? The only downsides to the Slim, you can't install another operating system. Does anybody even, like, really...
Few people. I mean, there are the people who will take a bunch of 360s and use them as a render farm, a bunch of PS3s, because they're cheap, powerful computers. I was the type, if I had a bit more disposable income, instead of throwing RAM into my computer, I'd save up and just get another machine to do as a render farm.
Is the 360
but
still
I'm
considered a powerful
in
computer?
In the vast minority there. It's cheap for the power. Okay?
Yeah.
For $200 an arcade with the processor and everything... Cheap.
Yeah, all those parts, like, really, without the 360's design and, like, their whole production and everything, all those parts would be very, very expensive, but just because they mass-produced it, you know, mass-marketed it.
But I am in the minority with, you know, I actually wouldn't even put the operating system on there because I don't care. But there are people out there, but they're in the vast minority, so...
I think I saw a stat that said less than half a percentage of PS3 owners actually do that. And that's why they
Which is like half a percentage of computer users or Linux users, and it's probably the same thing.
So. Yeah, exactly. And they're probably the ones throwing Linux on there.
Look what I can do. Yeah, that's nice. Go play.
Yeah. although with this announcement of the 250 gig PS3 Slim, I do think that that one may be a better option for some people. It depends how long term and what you're really going to use it for. Average consumer, which is, I believe, what this is targeting.
Yep.
I would say the 120 would be just fine. But for somebody that's, you know, a real hardcore gamer and is going to dump a lot of time into their PS3, I'd also like to mention if you only own a PS3, maybe it'd probably be better worth for the 250. But if you've got multi systems, like
you're not
going to
be exclusively with just the games for the one system.
Right,
so,
yeah. Like if you're dumping all your games, or if you're getting all your games for the PS3, then you're going to suck up a bit more hard drive space. And if you've got, you know, Halo for the 360 that you play, and then you got your Wii games, whatever. So I'm going to say the 120 is the best option. But the 250 is clearly viable for a lot of people.
And certainly the Slim. The one thing that would decide it for me is that the PS3 Slim uses, from an independent study, around 70% less power. It is a lot less power hungry. A lot of people complained about the PS3 power consumption, and it's not something that would bother me too much, but, you know, anything that lowers my electric bill gets a pat on the back for me.
Exactly, yeah. A lot of people talk about paying for Xbox Live. When I explain to people about a PS3, is you might not be paying for the online service, but you're paying the power. If you're paying the power bill, you're paying way more for your PS3 than your 360.
It uses that much more power than even the 360.
The old
it
one.
It really does, yeah.
The old one, if you were running it a lot, yeah.
Like almost 300-400% more power than the 360. It was a lot, because they did the study, and they said... It was, if you use your system for 10 hours a week, every week, it would raise your power bill by about $50 a month, depending on how much it costs for your power bill. I think the 360 was at about $12 to $15 a month, and the Wii was in, like, the $10 to less range.
So I suppose then two out of three, with the third abstaining, say PS3 Slim. Now that you've heard some more of the info, do you want to change your abstain vote, or are you going to keep it?
Well, see, I'm probably going to use the PS3 as a movie player more than anything, because most games I would get for the 360 over the PS3, I just want it for the exclusives. So that being the case, which do you guys think would be the better option?
At the same price point,
it's got to be the
Slim.
Bigger, yeah, and there's no
hard drive, less power.
Downsides. Yeah.
So. All right. So I think that we have our vote. Da 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 da.
Thank you. Good.
I'll see if I can find a sound to throw in there.
Okay. All right. So we've got that decided. Next week on Which Sucks Less, we're looking at the DS Lite versus the DSi. We're doing round one of both brackets first, and then we're going to go on to round two and match them up against each other.
Round one, fight!
Or if you're into Blaze Blue, Rebel One, action! What? What does that even mean?
Say that right in the beginning?
Yes.
That's
like
so weird.
The Street Fighter Alpha round introductions. Face it straight!
What? That's even worse.
Yeah,
I can't even remember what the rest of it was.
I guess Rebel
makes
sense because it's like the word Rebel and the word Round sound very similar in Japanese. So it's like, okay, let's just.
So it's broken English.
Yeah, it's like, let's have fun with the translation. So anyway, so next week, DS Lite versus DSi. Let's move on. Does anyone have... I have a correction from last week, actually. They are shipping HD component cables with the Xbox 360 Elite. So if
give
that
it up, stay.
If that was
didn't I say that?
No.
Oh, was that the week before? They were saying that they were. I remember one of these episodes. I was saying that they were.
I'm saying out of this.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
No,
but.
No. It's you guys were both saying, yeah, they're taking that out. I'm like, I know they took the HDMI out. I don't think they took out HD component.
Oh yeah. All
yeah.
Right. Oh.
So. Oh, give it up, Boater.
Oh,
give it up, Boater.
Oh, I thought you were talking. Yes. Okay. No.
All right.
Okay.
For the...
No, you're not. All right. So I don't have any actual news.
I wanted to mention something. For the DS and DS Lite DSi comparison, I heard a rumor this week that saying that they're planning on releasing another DS next year, like at the beginning of next year.
Of course they are.
Rumor.
End of next year is what I heard. But yeah. We're still looking at holiday 09. So.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see if they or if we find anything more out before we do that segment. We'll mention that if any news breaks.
Alright, so, which sucks less has taken up enough time, which is fine, because I think it's a slow news week. So, aside from the rumor of the new DS, which, I guess let's talk about that, since we have not too much else to talk about.
Alright, fair.
What could they add? What could they do to it?
I'm kind of hoping for something smaller, along the lines of the Game Boy Micro was... Because the DS is small, but it's still not exactly pocket size for people with normal.
Oh, dude, it's pocket size. It fits in my back pocket better than my wallet.
I guess because I have a shell on it, but
yeah, a shell would do it.
Yep.
But still, I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing it smaller.
Sticky, you go ahead.
I think that what they can do. First off, I think that they're gonna widen the screens up a bit if they do anything.
Okay.
With the DSi, they actually quadrupled the amount of RAM and doubled the amount of processing power it has. So I think another system would make it more viable for better looking, more complex games on the system with better mm-hmm. engines and what have you. That's one thing they could be throwing in some sort of like Skype support.
I think. DS to DS Lite, they increase the battery life.
Mm-hmm.
DSi to DSi Lite, we'll call it, they will increase the battery life, and they'll put a GBA port back in, thereby obviating the need for the original DS Lite.
Agreed. That would be
the smartest thing for Nintendo to do.
Yep.
Will they do it? Are they smart? Who knows? They haven't been... With the DS, they've proven to be pretty smart.
Yeah, they've done a good job with the DS.
But is there any... Is there anything to behoove them to put the GBA port back in? I mean, other than, like, those of us who,
Right now, they're supporting two systems, the DSi and the DS Lite.
Right.
If they put the GBA port back into the DSi, and if they increase its battery life at least up to the level of the DS Lite, they no longer have a need to keep the DS Lite around.
That is true.
And there has been a great public outcry for that GBA port back. Consumers that had a DS Lite and wanted to upgrade or downgrade to the DSi, in my terms.
We'll talk about that one next week.
Yeah, they
you're getting a preview.
They lost the ability to play GBA games and, for that matter, Guitar Hero games on the system. The Guitar Hero grips for the DS mm-hmm. are all go in the GBA port. Yeah, so that's something that... They have to change if they want to have more Guitar Heroes on there.
Okay, so there's the DS rumor and what we're hoping for out of it.
Yep.
I'm gonna debate the wider screen though, because if they make a wider screen, they're gonna have to
either letterbox or the original games are meant for a not square screen, but a smaller screen than a widescreen sort of thing.
Yeah.
If they want to make the screen bigger, they're going to have to make the system bigger. And I don't think that they should. I think they should keep the dimensions right around where they are.
Yeah. I think the DS is probably the first handheld system that I'd say is the perfect size and shape and everything.
Yeah, DS Lite, DSi, probably about the same cubic size. The DSi is slightly slimmer, though it's wider in other dimensions.
Yeah.
But... It does feel just about perfect.
I finally got to actually touch one the other day, and they got a weird DSi. and It doesn't have, like, the shine.
I'm just trying to fight the urge to say that's what she said for the past minute or so.
I do make it easy sometimes. I really do.
That's what she said.
Yep. Setting you up.
All right. So, what do you got for news?
Well, we all know our good friend Jack Thompson, right?
The lawyer GTA wanted to crucify, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he's the GTA, anything with a drop of blood or a half a side boob, he's after. Well, now he's after Facebook.
That's right! That's right! Oh, I love this story! Yay!
Yes, well, apparently a group had surfaced on Facebook, which I am a member of, called I Hate Jack Thompson. And, you know, and Jack Thompson found out about this and decided, even though he's
been... join the group.
Yeah.
That's what...
That would imply a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Which we know that he clearly does not have.
Or some drop of logic.
Yeah.
Because if I was him, I'd hate myself.
Yeah, well, no, he isn't using logic. He's actually suing Facebook for the existence...
For libel.
Yes, for
specifically, there was one where they wanted to smack him upside the head with an Atari 2600.
Oh, yes, I remember that one.
And he is suing, saying that is threatening. I think that the court would sort of hinge on, well, number one, he's insane. Number two, was that threat made as an actual credible threat?
Yeah.
There's credible threat behind it.
Doubtful. It's maybe.
Unless somebody, mailed it to him with a box that has a spring-loaded.
He opens it up. What's in here? Kabam! Those darn Facebookers!
Well, I just don't understand. This man clearly has not progressed beyond the 1950s technologically. He does not understand how the world works, least of all the internet and electronics.
Yeah,
it's just insane. And he will sue at the drop of a hat. And now he's suing Facebook for a user-created group that isn't even really slanderous or threatening. It's just saying, I hate Jack Thompson. That's an opinion. You cannot sue over an opinion.
Yeah. When that story dropped, I don't know how much, but I and a huge wave of other people joined the group. So, way to go. Just like complaining about GTA, you sold millions of copies of the game by complaining about it. You've now gotten at least 1 million users onto the group.
This man has no concept of cause and effect either.
Yeah, 1 million was an exaggeration. I'll look up the exact number as of this moment while you guys keep going.
Hopefully we don't crash the recording.
On the plus side, Jack Thompson has already been disbarred.
From most states.
Yeah, from most states. So
I don't even know how he can sue anybody without hiring his own lawyer.
Yeah, right, he would need to hire a lawyer to do it.
How demoralizing does it have to be a lawyer and then to sue somebody and then have to hire a lawyer?
Hi, I would like to hire you as a lawyer. You're Jack Thompson. You're f***ing nuts. No. And he goes into the court. It's like, well, I guess I'm going to have to be my own lawyer. Oh, I can't do that. I'm sorry. This trial cannot progress.
It's great. And I really just like to see this guy showing up at every opportunity possible because he just makes the worst arguments.
I don't know. But the problem is there's no such thing as bad publicity, and they got a new image for I Hate Jack Thompson.
3,410 is the membership I'm showing.
3,500.
Well, when I get home, I'm going to check just to make sure, and if not, it'll be 3,411.
Yeah. Someone shove a super scope up his ass. Slap him with an S controller.
Slap him with a Duke. If you're going to beat him with something, make sure it's something big and heavy.
He might sue us.
You know what? I would welcome it at this point. Do you realize how much publicity
we get? Oh my god, yes! Our 17 subscribers goes up to more.
It's up to 25.
The Jack Thompson bump.
Yeah.
We should just change the name from Game Nuts Podcast to the Game Nuts Anti-Jack Thompson Podcast.
Hey, we're not going to send you money from you suing us. However, we will give you a finder's fee since it got us so much more traffic. Here's $10.
All right, anybody else got something?
Well, news first. That's something I played, but we'll go afterwards. News.
Crytek 3 engine, that has just been finished and is ready for distribution.
You mean Benchmark 2009?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I got my new computer, and that was my benchmark, was Crysis. And it did good on it, but CryEngine 3, like, did you see the short video for it?
I didn't.
There's like a minute video.
It plays at 3 frames a second. It was recorded on a computer from 2012.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds about right. The Terminator came back in time and delivered the CryEngine to us.
Well, Terminator comes back. Here's your engine. I'm going to go into the future and then bring back the results. What's wrong with you people?
They showed this old guy's face, and I think old people are the best to describe, like, faces. And
this is true. There's a lot of detail. By detail, I mean wrinkles.
Yes. Yeah. And blotchiness and other random, like, fixtures.
We apologize to any aged folk listening, but you know it.
Yeah. I think if we took a poll, our average user base would probably be about, 2018, somewhere in there. But yeah, it just looked outlandishly good, and I can't wait to actually use it and have it be implemented.
Well, 2015, you might get the chance.
Yeah, exactly. When I buy a new computer.
We need to just get another sound effect, like a bump or something, and just call this Sticky's PC Nugget. That was an unintentional play on words there.
That's actually pretty nifty. Well, I like including PC news in this anyway. I don't think that we should marginalize it onto the side. Yes, we should. Console gamers.
It's
but
PC gaming
is important.
And it's the future.
No, it's the past. It's very much the past.
Alright, what I was playing, I downloaded a couple demos because I'm boring like that. And the demos were Brutal Legend and Wet.
Right.
Brutal Legend, definitely enjoyed. I'm not a fan of, like, heavy metal music or anything, but I really enjoyed the game. It's got, I never got to the parts where people were complaining, like, it's a real-time strategy sort of thing.
Yeah.
But the action-adventure part, it works really well. I enjoyed it. It's one of the few things I can actually stand Jack Black in.
I was gonna say, Jack Black is one reason why I've been avoiding the game.
As a voice actor, he's good. Like,
that's true.
Panda here in Brutal Legend. And when he's a supporting character, he's good. Like in the movie High Fidelity. It's
yes.
When you give him a lead role of his own that cringeworthy.
He's pretty much
year
wrote
one is
that
like
High Fidelity character through most of his career.
Yeah, but it's when a director can take him and say, okay, Jack Black, tone it down. Be less you. because he's the star, not you. And he's like, okay, I'm cool.
Yeah, I really like Jack Black, actually. I thought Brutal Legend was, from the beginning, from when I saw it, I'm like, wow, this looks like a romp in mediocrity with an awesome art style / universe behind it. That's cool. I like the universe art style thing. But I got a feeling the game would just be your typical beat 'em up, like, with just some funny quips in there.
It's even without the star power behind it, and oh my god, he's going on a big publicity tour with
this.
Oh
god, yeah. I've seen him on like 5 late night shows.
Yeah, which is cool. It's cool to see a video game getting star publicity tour that movies usually get.
Yeah.
I really like seeing that. But even the star power aside, it's actually a pretty solid game as far as like how the demo sets it up. I would definitely say download that, try it out, and then pick it up. The other one I played was Wet, which I enjoyed. It is, as the new genre name would be called, a spectacle fighter. Thank you, Yahtzee, for the term. Which is basically, how fast can you kill dudes? And how flashy can you do it? And I enjoyed it for that. I'm probably, if it comes in used, I'm going to try it out a bit more. But I don't know if I'd buy it.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say it's very unabashedly B-grade. Like,
oh, yeah.
It is
like, look at this. They have A-grade production values, but they want to look like a B-movie.
Right.
It's a very grindhouse feel. There's a film grain over the whole thing, not just over cinematics, but over the actual gameplay footage that you don't even notice after a few seconds. You're just playing.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of looked like Stranglehold to me. Like,
yeah.
Like, I got that feel from it, the run and gun dive.
Well,
slide.
I enjoyed the demo for Stranglehold, too.
Yeah.
although I could tell Stranglehold wouldn't be something I'd get the whole game for. Wet? Maybe. Maybe when it comes down to $20, I'll get it.
And talk about a more ambiguous name for a game. Like, a wet was supposed to be like...
Wet work.
But. Somebody was talking about this on another show, how video game titles seem to be getting shorter and shorter. We are now down to single syllable, 3-4 letter words.
Which I like
words.
Because when we go and...
But we're going to run out of titles soon.
When I go and inventory NES games, I'm like, oh my god, this thing is like 7 words long. It doesn't fit in the field.
Yeah, we don't need Super Street Fighter HD Turbo Remix.
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Oh, my mistake.
But, you know, Forza 2, yay!
Yes.
Disney's Mickey's Magical Mirror,
I'm glad you mentioned something about that, because it just jarred something in my brain. Did you
oh,
guys
I think
see
I know where you're going for this.
The Epic Mickey?
I have not seen
I haven't
more
been
than
following
that.
It, but...
That looks like it's going to be good. And a Wii exclusive, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's still up in the air right now, because I thought that, like, for the first time I heard it,
I think
Wii
people want it to be up in the air, and I think there's a possibility in the future it might come out on other systems, but
I'm pretty
sure...
one of those delayed releases where it comes out on Wii first on everyone
yeah,
else.
I think it's going to be one of those, kind of like they did with Beautiful Joe back in the previous generation, where it's a GameCube exclusive. Hey, it's popular on the GameCube, but not popular enough. Here, PlayStation 2 owners, start buying this game.
PlayStation 3 owners, you guys get Mass Effect now.
Yeah, exactly. If it's successful on one system, it'll be more successful on others.
It depends on the developer, you know, what sort of exclusivity it is. There's timed exclusivity. Hey, it stays on our console for, you know, 2 years. Or there's, we completely funded everything. Or like, hey, we completely funded everything. Halo ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. Did you see that they, 323 Studios or something like that? The new...
343.
Yeah, 343.
343 Guilty Spark.
Oh, is it?
They
have a 6-year plan for Halo.
You
6 years?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
You say 343 Studios and all I can think is 989 Studios, which makes me cringe.
I personally am a Halo fan in the sense that I like the storyline, the universe of Halo. So it excites me when they're not just, okay, let's throw something together, which admittedly worked well for ODST. But,
I've been playing a bit of ODST lately, and it's actually, the firefight's a lot of fun. That's worth the price of admission. Mm-hmm. Plus, if you like me and didn't get the downloadable content, that's even more.
Yeah,
more
that,
yeah.
I say
only
that
got
to people.
Like
you get the second disc, and you got all the map packs right there. It carries over all your achievements, your armor unlocks, and everything from Halo 3 regular.
It
doesn't have Forge, it doesn't have campaign co-op, but...
But two things I rarely ever used, Forge and campaign.
Forge is really handy for getting the skulls.
Yeah, I believe that. But still, and it makes it so that people that already had Halo 3 can sell that disc now too. Like,
yep. If you're only using Halo 3 for multiplayer, go ahead, sell that, pick up ODST.
Well, I haven't used my Halo 3 for anything since we played Legendary all those months back.
Yeah. We're at about the 30-minute mark. I have one more thing I want to mention. I almost forgot about it. A Chinese company just unveiled a new Wiimote. It is not a standard wand Wiimote. It is an MP5. It has built-in IR, built-in motion control, a built-in nunchuck. So your back grip has the C and Z and has the thumbstick back there. There's a D-pad on the side of the front grip. It is the best gun controller I have ever seen. It looks a lot like the commando version of an MP5. It's smaller, but it's still a one-to-one scale. And you're pointing this at your TV. I want it. I don't have a Wii.
I'm going to have to take a look at that because, you know, I've got the Wii Zapper, which works pretty well for shooters. But, if this thing isn't too outrageously expensive.
It's not even like a shell for a Wiimote. It is custom built so that every button is exactly where it needs to be.
Yeah, there's no taking the Wiimote
out. Is it officially licensed?
I don't know. But I know that it has Wii Motion Plus in it as well, which helps with that sort of thing.
Awesome. That was my next question.
Oh, God. I just had a mental image of somebody using the gun controller to play Wii Sports Resort.
Better option!
That would be a lot of fun. Resort?
Yeah, I haven't popped it in a while, but I've been hankering for some 100-pin bowling lately.
It's fun. One of my buddies got a perfect game on it, and I was furious.
Yeah, my friend keeps on beating me in 100-pin bowling, but that's okay, because I beat him in wakeboarding.
I didn't realize anybody else even played that.
Oh, I love wakeboarding. It's fun.
All right. I think we're about done. Anyone else got anything last minute?
Yes, a moment of silence for Captain Lou Albano. Most people know him as Mario from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Passed away recently.
A moment of silence.
Who are we talking about?
You're a bad kid.
Are you serious?
From what show? The TV
Super,
show?
Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh, like the terrible TV show?
Yes. He was the...
Do not blaspheme!
He was about the voice of Mario and played Mario in the live action.
How much truth there is.
Wait,
he
was the voice of Mario?
Yes.
With the games too?
No, Mario didn't have a voice back then. We're talking...
Somebody did...
No, we're talking like the NES era.
Oh, alright, yeah.
This was like most... This cartoon is pre Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, alright.
You know
what?
This TV show is pre you, I think.
It's pretty close. I mean, Mario came out I think right around my birthday, 88, August 19th.
I remember when The Wizard came out. I remember wanting to go see that just so I could see Super Mario Brothers 3 for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie. Alright,
so I'm dying.
I think we're done now, so if you have any feedback about anything that you heard in the podcast, go ahead and leave it as a comment on the blog, gamenutspodcast.blogspot.com, or email us, gamenutspodcast@gmail.com. I think there was one thing that was like, oh, hey, I did this, but whatever. So I guess before I lose consciousness and ramble off, this is Boder signing out of the Game Nuts podcast.
Sticky.
And Fear the Claw, and I am going to buy some Scribble Nuts and have fun with it.
From side to side, come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario, take one step, and then again, let's do the Mario all together now. You got it. It's the Mario. Do the Mario, swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario, take one step, and then again, let's do the Mario all together now.